Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, special shout-out, by the way, always goes to our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, to our bulk mail center drivers out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices with the mail. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling our gas, our diesel, and our jet products, jet fuel, to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America, Captain at an S to it, America, all lowercase. Now, to find out more about us on the web, go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll be able to find out all different sorts of things about us there. And we thank you very much for checking us out. Now, joining us from California, it's the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Great, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yeah, they're in a pretty good mood tonight, you know. We're right across the way from Raymond James Stadium where the Buccaneers play. But, okay, thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. But right across the street from Buccaneers Raymond James Stadium is Steinbrenner Field, which is where the New York Yankees Farm Club plays. And, of course, when the Yankees are down here in the wintertime for Spring Grapefruit League, that's where they play baseball. So, tonight, a milestone reached by Aaron Judge. He just hit home run number 56 and home run number 57, and he's on pace to become, I believe, the fourth person to hit 60 home runs or more in the course of one season. And, of course, we've got Albert Pujols. We were just talking about that a minute ago. He's going for the 700 club.
He sure is, Captain. I remember when he was with the Angels out here in Southern California, I was there that night. He hit number 600, as I recall.
Well, he is one of those people, I don't think, I think he did it the right way. I think he did it naturally. I don't believe yes. Albert Pujols ever put any foreign substances in his body and did what McGuire did and what Barry Bonds did, which is totally different. Oh, and Sammy Sosa. Which is totally different. So, there you go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple milestones tonight. We talked about Aaron Judge, but a bomb went off in Boston, not very far away from where your daughter is going to college, I understand. It happened at Northeastern University in Boston. What can you tell us about it?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. On Tuesday evening, I think about 7:20 or so in the evening, a package was delivered to Northeastern University, delivered to Holmes Hall there on Leon Street, and that was opened evidently by a Northeastern University staffer, 45-year-old man. We understand he suffered minor hand injuries but was taken to a Boston hospital. Of course, this news began to flash around the country. And so forth. A second suspicious package was found near a museum. I believe that turned out to be nothing. Basically, they did investigate it, but the FBI is there at this hour as well, Captain.
Well, sure.
In addition to the university police and of course Boston police. Now, area colleges that are there: universities, MIT, Boston University, also Harvard University. They are under. They are. Alerting all of their students. I actually spoke with my daughter about this. They're getting alerts regularly, and right now package deliveries are being suspended for good measure, of course, while this is being investigated.
Yeah, and we understand why, so please be careful. If you get something in the mail and you don't know what it is and you have any reluctancy, don't open it.
That's exactly right. And
yep.
They're suspending these deliveries, I think, Captain, especially because while the investigation's going on, but also because of possible copycats.
Sure.
So
we've
got to be careful. Yeah.
Now, Ken Starr, who was the prosecutor in the Clinton Whitewater probe and who's been on television a number of times over the years, ever since then, saw him a couple of weeks ago. I believe he was on Fox. He had some sort of surgery, and due to the complications from the surgery that he had, he passed away at age 76.
Yes, very sad news. Ken Starr, I think, was well respected. Alan Dershowitz has been quoted as saying he thought he had a deeply principled legal mind, basically. I think Ken Starr, as I said, had a lot of respect and, of course, was part of history back during the Clinton era when he investigated President Bill Clinton for his impeachment.
Yeah. He was a good man. He was much maligned. The Democrats chose to go after him. He had broad shoulders. He stood there. He took it, and he came out the victor. He came out the victor. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'll be right back right after your stations get a little break in. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Now, you know, Mike Lindell yesterday, it was released, the information released by him, that he was stopped by the FBI and they wanted his telephone to check and see whatever it is that he's been going on, who he's been talking to, and this, that, and the other. And it's a well-known fact that he does call and speak with Donald Trump from time to time and vice versa, which is no big deal. That's not a crime. They're not plotting anything. They're just being friends. And, of course, that's great. Now, the thing of it is, okay, when you talk about all that, MyPillow.com is how he makes his money. He sells pillows. He doesn't sell intelligence and all this other sort of stuff. He's in the pillow business. He's what we used to call a hawk when you go to a county fair or state fair and he'd be there hawking his products. Well, it just so happens as MyPillow is down to $19.98 right now, trying to help the people out and give them something reasonable to buy. Now, he's also got the brand new slippers out there for $29.98, and he's cleaning up the old supply of his MyPillow slippers at $19.98 as well. They don't have a lot left, so you got to go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and look and see what's there. Now, remember, the promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. That's Captain, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Okay, let me bring Kyle Warren back into the picture first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, before we go on to our subject we're going to talk about, we've got a caller, so I'm going to go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, so much for that. They don't want to talk. Now, let's talk about Joe Biden. Only in America would the Democrats be celebrating when stocks sank and investments went down, 401ks went in the toilet yesterday by 8% or more, and the Democrats were celebrating at the White House how great things were with their inflation bill, their inflation celebration, they called it.
The inflation celebration, isn't that the Inflation Reduction Act that Nancy Pelosi said was so beautifully
made? Hasn't reduced anything yet.
Well, of course not. In fact, things are getting worse. It's actually spreading. It's actually all these things that are causing the inflation now. This is absolute red alert for the Democrats, and they don't know how to handle it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And what we saw about the inflation numbers was that the news was not good. And for the American consumer, the core CPI went up sharply in August, even with gas prices dropping. And that's not a good sign, because it's an indication that the rosy picture that the Biden team is trying to paint the country with on inflation is just not a reality.
It's not a reality, and by the way, we're looking at food and rent, medical services, they're up. The food at home index, as it's called, it's gone up 13.5% over the past year. This is the biggest leap it's ever had since March of 1979. You'd have to go back to 1979 to see that. And so everything is more expensive. Veterinary costs, for example, are up 10% from a year ago. So if you want to take care of your pet, it's going to cost a lot more than it ever did. People just don't know how they're going to weather all of these expenses, Captain. They've got to start making some very hard choices with their budgets. And that is not going to translate into victory for the Democrats. They can celebrate all they want, but they can't change the reality.
Now, unfortunately for the Democrats, there's another problem coming up, and for America, I might add, all of us, that may make this entire situation much worse, as if inflation wasn't bad enough. Do you know what's looming right now?
What's that?
A railroad strike that could hit on Friday that could cost the country easily $2 billion a day and throw the transportation of goods and services and people into a huge mess, because here we go again, stuff on the train going from point A to B, containers coming in from overseas, people have been waiting for a lot of things to come. I know I've been waiting for something. I'm not sure that it's not coming from overseas, but it wasn't supposed to be, but I've been waiting for a month for something to get to me, and it still isn't here.
Wow. Well, yes, this looming rail strike, they've been talking for quite some time.
This is bad news.
Well, it certainly would be. I think the primary contentions are over sick time and vacation time, basically. So they're trying to come to some kind of terms with that. Whether or not they will go out on strike, it still remains to be seen. They will have every indication that they could, or that they'd be able to initiate that. But if that does happen, Captain, you're right. It will be a very, very bad day for America.
Well, the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, a division of the Teamsters, on Sunday announced a tentative agreement with the national rail carriers, leaving only two of the 12 unions without a deal in place. Now, these two groups, unfortunately, happen to be the people that run the trains, namely the engineer and the conductors. Now, they're politically powerful, and the two largest rail unions in the country that they happen to be, and the remaining 10 unions are expected to refuse to work in solidarity if those two unions go out on strike. Which is why, by the way, Amtrak is parking their passenger trains west of St. Louis.
That's right. Yeah, they're going to be idled, basically, if this goes on. And so, yes, the ramifications are huge. You know, we went through a big supply chain problem not all that long ago, and we see exactly the kind of horrible effect it can have.
And do you know what else this is going to affect?
What's that?
The people that rely on the commuter trains.
Precisely.
Because those are the same union engineers and conductors.
Right, exactly. And nowadays, Captain, when a lot of companies are trying to do what they call the RTO, or return to office, trying to come up with these rules that they'll have. You have to be in the office 3-4 days a week, whatever it might be,
yeah.
Trying to get people to come back. This is just going to put monkey wrenches in a lot of stuff.
I don't want to wish doom and gloom on anybody, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, folks, if these guys go on strike. The freight industry has warned us that the strike would shut down 30% of the country's freight moving across country. That's number one. Half of the passenger service and commuter rail service would come to a halt. And a freight railroad shutdown could devastate America, not only stopping Amtrak operations, but with half of the commuter rail systems running at least partially on tracks or rights of way owned by the freight railroads, hundreds of thousands of daily commuter trips would be disrupted and not made.
Wow. See, this is...
Big cities in the Northeast, big cities in the Midwest, big cities out West, you're going to be riding a bicycle if you want to go to work.
Exactly right. Yeah, big impacts. And so it behooves them to come to some kind of agreement. Hopefully they will.
Now, Janet Yellen, who couldn't get out of her own way if she was in a broom closet with the light turned on, says that this will just make the supply chain issues much worse. It will mean such a damaging supply shock to the economy. Well, here's my suggestion, folks. It's best to stock up on whatever you might need right now before this hits, because who knows what might be affected and what shortages could result. I guarantee you, here we go again with the toilet paper and the paper towels and all that. I guarantee you, because a lot of that stuff goes by train.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hopefully we won't have to go through another toilet paper hoarding problem.
I'm telling you, it's coming.
Yeah, no kidding. So we've got to read the signs and be prepared.
And a lot of fruits and vegetables around those trains, too. Just-in-time freight, they call it, going across the country, second and third day delivery on the trains that go from the West Coast to the East Coast. And they've also got the hazardous materials. They're trying to get them cleared and get them off the tracks and get them into the rail yards to where they'll be out of the way, to where, let's say, some kids want to go bust into a rail car like they've been known to do, and they wind up getting a bunch of hazardous materials, and God only knows what that could lead to.
Well, exactly, a safety issue for sure, and so you've got to take precautions at this point.
And there's one other little thing to add some salt to the wound. Do you know what it is?
What's that?
If, in fact, the railroads go on strike, and that's pretty bad, add to that thousands of nurses going on strike, so we could have two big problems at the same time. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Democrats.
Yeah, this would be quite a full plate, no doubt about it.
Speaking of full plate, we are about to take another break. And we'll come back, bottom of the hour, Kyle Warren and myself. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
What would the Inflation Reduction Act do to reduce inflation? That's the question asked by a reporter to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Tuesday. She appeared to flounder.
Experts, economists have said themselves that this would be...
The exchange came the same day the U.S. announced an uptick in inflation to 8.3%, according to the Consumer Price Index. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and an ally of former President Donald Trump, said Tuesday his cell phone had been seized by the FBI. Lindell said the seizure took place at a Hardee's drive-thru while he drove back to his home in Mankato, Minnesota. And Queen Elizabeth's coffin has arrived at Buckingham Palace. This is USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Yeah, okay, I forgot. That's the one that shorted the God Bless America part, but we'll have to try to get that fixed. Kyle has a way to do that. I'll send it to him after the show. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it religiously. I take it every day when I get out of bed, and I take it with my breakfast because you should always take it with food. That's how it works the best. Now, yesterday and last night, early evening, about probably around 8-ish, 8 o'clock, as I was waking up from my short winter nap, my back started to bother me. And, I mean, you know how you get a crick in your back and all that sort of stuff? So I took some Relief Factor, and I said, well, okay, here we go. Let's see what happens. And it took about 15 or 20 minutes. Boom. Pain was gone. Pain was gone. So I proved it to myself again that this stuff just simply works. That's all there is to it. You got to try it to find out, folks. And the way you do that is you start with a 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95. Been the same price for the 8 years I've been talking about. Never has gone up. And it's going to stay that way. Pete and Seth Talbot assured me of that. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And you've got it. You've got it. Give it a try. Because as Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And that's so true. So true. And by the way, speaking of pain, we've got a caller on the line. You ready?
Oh, of course.
It's the unofficial wanted to be, don't know if he could be, but he might still be trying to be the mayor of Clearwater, Florida. Mike, hey.
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle?
We missed you.
Yep.
And I'm not Kyle, talking about lunch. I'm talking about on Sunday, Patriot Day.
Well, there was something that happened. I'll get with you on that later, Captain. But for now, I tell you what, Kyle, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, but I've always been a person. I don't wish ill will upon anybody. But when Joe Biden campaigned, this man laid out exactly what he wanted to do.
Yep.
He killed the fossil fuel industry. He said he was going to do it. He's promoting green energy. He said he was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to probably get us back into some sort of bull garbage deal with Iran. He said he was going to do it. Now, I'm reminded of the old adage, you know, you play with fire, you get burned. So as much as I hate to say it, the rail strike, the nurses strike, any other strike that happens to come along as a result of the policies of this administration, if we believe that the elections were fair and free, at least 81 million people voted for this. So those of you who voted for Biden, and you know exactly who you are, you're going to get exactly what you voted for. Now, we had a man who might have been a little bit of an abrasive personality, may not have necessarily been the nicest guy, but he had gas at $1.80 per gallon. He had us energy independent, and we were well on our way for all kinds of good things. And guess what, America? You ruined it. So it's your fault. What do you have to say, Captain, or Kyle? Thank you so much.
Well, I'll have something to say. You can count on it, but go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. No, you bring up a great point. You know, I guess it's a good question. It kind of begs the question, could you have had Ronald Reagan without Jimmy Carter? Even at that time, right, America chose a different president in many ways because of the scandal and things that had gone on.
Because of the Iranian hostage situation and the way that whole deal was handled by Jimmy Carter. That's what cost him that race.
Well, right. But Carter got into office coming in, well, here I am, I'm an outsider. I'm the former governor of Georgia. I'm going to bring a different tone to Washington. We're going to fix what sort of has gone on, restore trust, all that kind of stuff. Well, here you have Biden coming in after Trump. Of course, now we're getting Jimmy Carter on steroids, Jimmy Carter times a million, it seems. And it does begin to set the stage because people will see what these policies lead to. And Mike is exactly right when he says that Biden said he's going to do all this stuff. Well, of course he did. And now they're doing it. And now the proof's in the pudding. So it's not some Republican candidate saying, don't elect the Democrats or else this will happen. This actually just happened now.
Are you done?
Sure. Go ahead.
My turn. President Biden's recent address to the nation was at best deplorable. At the very least, it was an incendiary speech to try to get us riled up on our side to do something stupid. Now, the ominous red backlighting and the gratuitous presence of United States Marines while he denounced a major portion of the opposition, about half of the country, maybe more than half, as violent insurrectionists, was the opposite of what it pretended to be. It was a provocation of violence, in my opinion. He was trying to get us to take the bait. Now, folks, we can't fall into that temptation. We just can't do it. No one on the right should not live down to his accusations. And you need to understand something. Leftism, communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, extremism, is grounded in what happened during the French Revolution. Now, remember the beheadings, Kyle, in the French Revolution?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, the guillotine and all that?
Right.
We're actually headed in that sort of direction. I'm not going to say they're going to bring back beheadings, but we're actually headed in that sort of direction where it was insurrectionist to its core with the government and the kingdom, because they had a king and a queen, and the government was an insurrectionist to its core. Now, the whole point behind conservatism, ladies and gentlemen, is it was formed in response to that. And Americans did not fight a revolution. It was not a revolution to us. It was more properly a war for independence under the command of our great general, George Washington, who was himself under the command of the Congress of the Colonies. Remember that?
Right, the Continental Congress.
This wasn't one man doing whatever. It was a Congress that had been put into place, and they were telling General Washington what to do, and we were doing exactly what our country, our newly formed country, was trying to do to get off and on a move. Now, I'm going to throw a little biblical sense into this for the folks that understand what I'm about to say. Jesus was offered the role of insurrectionist repeatedly. Don't believe me? Go read the Bible. And just as repeatedly, he rejected it. We need to do that as well. We need, every time they throw stuff at us and they're trying to get us stirred up and they're trying to get somebody out on the street with a torch or a rifle or a gun or a knife or whatever they're trying to do, we need to wake up and realize that we have principles. And our principles are the ones that made this country great. They're the ones that formed this country. So don't mimic what the left is trying to do with their self-destructive tendencies or take their provocations. And then we'll win. Because we need to show up in record numbers. Record numbers we need to show up at the ballot box. And if we do that, we're going to win. More of us than more of them. It's that simple. It's always been that way. They can try to cheat. It's always been that way, too. But we know most of the stuff they're going to try to do. So, therefore, bring it on, left. Bring it on. Because we are going to bury you with your own words and actions. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, very, very cool, Captain. And, of course, again, people see with their own eyes. It's very difficult for the Democrats to sell any of this stuff. They said the true believers will always be with them. There's no doubt about that. But people across the highways and byways, and especially independents, if they understand and see what the Democrats are doing, they're not going to give them another chance to do it. They're going to vote for change. And 2022 and 2024 are going to be change elections.
Okay, well, the price of fuel went down, right? It's been going down a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
So I went and bought, I like cheese, so I went and bought some cheese yesterday to put on my meat that I have, my cold cuts when I watch the game, and I if I'm at home, I watch the game, and I've got these little hoagies that I make and all that stuff. Yesterday, the price of cheese, 16-count package, had gone up $1.25 from the week before.
Wow.
Yep. So remember, price of fuel's down. Yippee-yi-yo, cow patty. Doesn't mean a damn thing. It's got to catch up to the supply and the demand, and it hasn't done it. And until it does, if it does, we're going to pay through the nose. Hold that thought, Kyle, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Yes. Locked in the house. Still good. Thank you. Kyle, who is that?
Yeah, who is that?
Do you know who it is?
No, who is it?
A lot of miles.
It's a lot of miles. Okay, very cool. Yeah, from Black Velvet fame.
Yeah, exactly. And I had no idea she did music like that. But, boy, talk about rocking the house.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very and looking, cool indeed.
And looking good, too. All right, now I'm going to read this and I'm going to give it to you. We got heavy rain. We got thunderstorms. They're going to continue to produce flooding all across. Let's see, flooding all across the Clear Mountain levels of the west and into the Four Corners region as well. And it's going to stay that way for a couple of days anyway. And meanwhile, the air quality index over in Texas and the Midwest is in question. There's going to be some real iffy bouts with people with air breathing problems. So we'll tell you about that. So you take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we're looking at some of the devastation that we've seen, in, especially in the San Bernardino and Riverside County areas of Southern California, with the rain and the flooding out in San Bernardino, a place called Oak Glen as well. But we want to spotlight just briefly the San Bernardino police officers who late on Sunday came to the rescue of a mother and her two children in a residential neighborhood. Dramatic video of these police officers braving very, very fast moving water to rescue the family. So our shout out goes out to the men and women in blue of the San Bernardino Police Department and just a heroic rescue at very, very dangerous risk to themselves. So we do want to spotlight that tonight. Also, of course, around the west, we're looking at air quality alerts. This is mostly, of course, from wildfire smoke and so forth all through Wyoming, up through Montana, namely Helena, up through Great Falls, Missoula, Butte, Bozeman, and then, of course, west on over into northern and central parts of Idaho and also the western parts of Washington and Oregon as well. We do have a flood watch, though, up in the northern part of Washington tonight. Also, near Reno, I-80, you've also got more smoke from the mosquito fire that's going to impact you there. And also aerial flood watches happening all throughout the western part of Nevada from the Idaho line all the way down through Las Vegas. In fact, we're seeing a lot of rain around St. George there on I-15, southern Utah, all the way down to Vegas and then a little bit north of there as well. Also rain near Salt Lake City, our friends in Salt Lake City, Logan, Utah, and on up a little bit into southern Idaho. And to round it out, Captain, we've got rain near Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight, and that's going to stretch down kind of in a thin little strip down towards Las Cruces and a little bit over to Carlsbad, New Mexico tonight. So be careful out there.
And you know, those darn mosquitoes, they get in all kinds of stuff. They like to get in garbage and whatnot and get around water, standing water, and I guess they don't burn very well.
Right, exactly. I would think not.
The mosquito fire. I first heard that, and I thought it was burning mosquitoes. Okay, here we go. Taking a look at the western part of Nebraska, you've got what could be some stagnant air coming your way, either that or fog. And now the bad thing about this air at night, folks, is it's crystallized. And when it's the stagnant air that just kind of droops, it brings in some low-lying clouds with it. And sometimes with your lights, when you turn your lights on at night, it can be worse than driving in fog. So fair warning, just so you know. And it looks like you're driving through crystals of darkness instead of just darkness all by itself. Now, going on down to Texas, down there in the Big D in Fort Worth, we've got some air quality issues there, so be advised of that. And might be a little visibility issue down there, too. San Antonio, same thing, north, south, east, west, I-35 and I-10. And then over in Houston, we have the same issue there down to Galveston, and then it picks up again and bounces on down the coastline all the way down to Brownsville, so be advised of that. And then in the middle part of the country, here we go, Chicago, and over east into Indiana, pretty much along the north side of Indiana tonight. We got a mixture of both fog and poor air quality that goes over into the northwestern corner of Ohio, just a little bit west of Toledo and just a little bit south of Detroit. So that could move into Michigan by the looks of things here. It's moving definitely a little bit. And this is kind of like a big patch of just, I'll call it what it is, dirty air coming across the country from all that heat that they've had out west. And the fires, of course, the smoke has to go somewhere. It's all mixed up in this. Now, taking a look at Lake Ontario tonight, the lee shore of Lake Ontario to include, let's see here, Oswego County, and then going on up to the St. Lawrence Seaway, you have some flooding, shoreline flooding, being caused by the winds being pushed by the water into the shoreline of the east side of Lake Ontario. So be advised of that. If you're on a boat, small craft, or whatnot, you might have some issues just trying to get out of the dock, let alone anywhere else. And then we've got some really rough waters tonight along the east coast from Nova Scotia all the way down the coastline of Maine, down around Cape Cod, down to Long Island and Long Island Sound, where we've got some rough seas tonight. And we got the possibility for some fog down below in South Jersey and Delaware, Maryland, Chesapeake Bay, same places as always where we have the problems. So there you go. And we still have that moisture coming up through the Gulf across Florida. We'll have a couple of more days of this where the moisture just gets in these big bands and it gets sucked literally across the Gulf of Mexico, across the peninsula of Florida, and out into the Atlantic Ocean, and then it filters its way up the eastern seaboard. So be advised of that. Mr. Kyle, tell us about Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, of course, Captain, and folks, if you're traveling across the highways and byways, you want to pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center where you can fuel up, you can get some great food, and also get whatever supplies you need. And when you drive in, be sure that you're going to join up with the My Rewards Plus program. You can do that on site. You can also go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And you can sign up to get great rewards, earn points, all kinds of great stuff. And by the way, September is Driver Appreciation Month, and so you want to head on over to the My Rewards Plus app for free drinks, bonus points, more exclusive offers. Pro drivers go further for America, so we're going further for them. PilotFlyingJ.com.
By the way, we've had a shooting in Chicago. This apparently happened late last night, just now finding out about it. A deadly shooting near a baseball game that was being played in a Chicago park. And we'll get a hold of that info and let you know right away when we come back. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the Wednesday morning edition, and we are rolling along the overnight radio dial. Come on and join us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with